She travels the country teaching women to be empowered. But JoJo Dries didn't always practice what she preaches. She grew up in a physically and emotionally abusive household and could not break free.
I was 29 when I finally said enough is enough. And I could have said that 10 years before. I'm the first person to admit that I could have, should have said I'm out.
It's been a long, hard road for Dries, who's now on a mission to help others in similar situations in their personal life and at work. She says for her, it was tough to finally get out because of denial, which she says is not uncommon.
I think that sometimes we live in this denial that says, this is all we know, this is all we'll ever amount to. And I think the first step was when I realized that it was better for me in the life I was supposed to live to remove myself than to live in that.
What also helped was surrounding herself with supportive people with solutions.
Through the years, I looked for the light sources, the sources of love and light that said, there's more. And the women that had emerged from toxic situations themselves or horrific situations themselves that had made a success.
She was desperate for answers and began picking the brains of the women she met to help her heal. Her process worked, and she's now paying it forward. Dries speaks at seminars and workshops across the nation, teaching others to find their voice and take action.
Whether that's speaking up at your corporation, speaking up to the peer that's treating you toxically, or speaking up to the boss that's treating you toxically, or speaking up to HR.
Toxic peers will be for another conversation, but for Dries, the abuse happened at home. She writes about it in her book, The Lotus, How I Beat the Patriarchy. On the Women's Watch, I'm Lori Kirby, WBZ News Radio 10.